Just a quick response or clarification to Russia's comments on paragraph 10 and the mixing of both humanitarian law and international human rights law. I will just say, I don't have a suggestion, but a clarification that the UN guiding principles, which refer to the relationship of private entities to human rights abuses, does have commitments for states to access to remedy, including criminal remedy, so that there's a strand of this that comes from, I think, the guiding principles, and again, how it's represented in the future, I think, is for the states to consider, but just to see, I think that's where this language comes from.